بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering a doubts and questions, and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah, who is Ar-Rahman? Allah, who is Al-Mannan?
لا إله إلا الله.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs with me, Atta, the host of this program. Sheikh Rouhani from the Islamic House of Qom is the special guest speaker for today's discussion. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
All right, Sheikh. Some people might say that we believe only in God and in God only.
Yeah.
And in no Sharia system or Islamic laws, or it's better to say any type of religious framework or religious laws. In fact, we are not obliged to do the Islamic obligations or any type of religious obligations, rites and rituals, this manasik, okay? So only believing in God is enough for us as a believer. Is such a belief accepted by the religion of Islam or not?
Of course not.
Mm-hmm.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The answer is absolutely negative here. Because if someone claims that he believes in God, he automatically confirms that the God with his attributes, because God is not an entity or an existent without any attribute. Then when it comes to the attributes of God, God is the provider, God is the sustainer, God is the creator,
mm-hmm.
God is the owner, God is, let's say, the protector, God is the ruler, then this is God. When God is there, he is ruling over the universe, and he created us, and he provided us with the things that we need. So he is the owner of each and everything that he created, and he is creating every moment. So that's why we cannot say that we believe in God, but not in his ownership, not in his being sustainer, not in his being provider, not in his being, let's say, owner, a ruler of these, over this universe. It is like this, that you work in a company, in a factory, and factory provides you with salary, with, for example, insurance, with lots of, let's say, things you need. And then you would say that I don't care about the rulings or the laws or the rules that we have in this company.
That's right.
I come to this company whenever I want. I leave the company whenever I wish. I work in a company in what way I wish. And no one should, for example, tell me anything. There should not be any order, any law, any kind of legal system. And that, of course, that would makes no sense. It is a foolish kind of idea that you... for example, you say that I'm living in this country, but I don't care about the laws and regulations. While this country provides you with sustenance, provides you with security.
It would be a blanket jungle,
yes.
Sheikh.
Yeah, so that's why, you say that I don't care about the regulations, I don't care about the legal system of the country? The whole world is like a country.
Yes. The main reason is that they say that the law of God or the religion... we can say something related and attributed to God only, and only God.
Yeah, if God
and
is
not,
the
for
owner.
Instance, the prophets, or for example, something like that, the religions.
Yeah, of course, when you live in this universe,
yes,
you are provided with lots of things.
Mm-hmm.
Then you shouldn't ask yourself that who provided me with these things.
Okay.
Even if there were no any prophet, no any revelation, no any wahi, no any religion, wouldn't you as a human ask yourself that, okay, what is my responsibility here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
The one who is providing me with all these things, the one who is giving me all these chances in my life.
All right.
Yeah? then I'm making use of all these things in this world. Don't I have any responsibility? Yeah? Why am I here at least? Why am I here? Who brought me into this world? Because I myself did not come to this world. It's absolutely, let's say, explicit. Then I will be taken away from this world one day. The question is that, okay, why am I here? What am I doing here? Where am I going from here? Mm-hmm. Yani, these are the questions that without any religion, without any prophet, an intelligent creator, an intelligent creature like man,
yes,
he would ask and she would ask himself or herself that, okay, who am I here? Why am I here? What should I do here? I must have some duties. I must have some responsibilities. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
The religions came to us to inform us of some of the duties and responsibilities that we have in this universe.
Very good.
You know? And this is not something for the benefit of God, because God is needless. God is self-sufficient. He does not need to us.
All right.
What we do in this world, what we perform in this universe, they are all for the benefit of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Very good.
Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the chance to live here. Otherwise, we could not bring ourselves into life, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So the life itself, for example, we are completely dependent on oxygen. One should ask himself that this oxygen that I'm provided with, did I myself create this oxygen?
Mm-hmm.
Because they were prepared beforehand. When I was born, oxygen was available. Water was available. Yeah, sun and moon and galaxies and air and planet, earth, whatever. They are all were available for me. And everything was prepared fully for me. Then the question is that, okay, what should I do now?
Okay.
What is my duty?
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
And human beings, gradually, they are forgetful people.
Yeah.
I mean, without the type of Sharia system, a person might be forgetful, you know, is al-insan, okay? Insan is a forgetful human being.
Yes.
It means that if there are not such reminders or such recalls, per se, or remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gradually being repeated during a day, automatically you will be in the hands of Satan and satanic temptations, and gradually you will be considered among the forgetful people in the world. So we could say that the Sharia system, with all its obligations and recommended actions, help you in order to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes, of course. One of the names of Quran is dhikr.
Yes.
Allah bi dhikr Allahi tatma'innul qulub, inna dhikra tanfa'ul mu'minin. This dhikr means reminder.
Uh-huh.
It reminds us of our duties, of our responsibilities. And of course, man is really forgetful, because nowadays if you go to the, for example, to the courts, you see lots of cases are there that the main cause for those problems is this, that, for example, a person had been, for example, provided with some opportunities, with some, let's say, properties, with some other people, and they forgot it.
All right.
Yeah. The main cause is this, that sometimes, for example, your son, your brother, your friend, your uncle, maybe your nephew, your relatives, sometimes you do some good things for them,
yes,
and they completely forget.
Mm-hmm.
It naturally happens.
Yes.
But then you got really bothered.
All right.
By this kind of thing that you say, why did you forget?
Mm-hmm.
I did these things for you, for example. Yeah.
Yes.
Or many of the children, when they grew up, they forget their parents.
Mm-hmm.
They completely forget and leave their parents in that rehabilitation center, yeah?
Rehabilitation
center.
That's right.
Then without reminding themselves that I grew up by the help of them.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
So this is the problem that we, mankind, mm-hmm. we have this problem. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so kind, so merciful, that He created us and He provided us with all these things, and then He reminded us by sending the prophets.
That's right.
That, O man, do not forget.
Okay.
Because you are approaching towards either Jannah or Hellfire, and I am protecting you by sending these prophets, these Sharia laws. Yeah? These are all for the benefit of us. The problem is that, unfortunately, sometimes people do not make time, do not give time to study. To at least go to some scholars, to some thinkers, ask them, debate them, challenge them, and then finally they would come to very good conclusions. This is the problem, that the youth nowadays do not give time. Do not make time.
Yes. They want, maybe the main reason to forget Sharia law, and without Sharia law getting to God directly, is this laziness, Sheikh.
Exactly.
Spiritual laziness,
exactly.
Okay?
Yeah.
So what is the need to all these steps to be taken, to the religious teachings or something like that? Okay, God is God, and let's get directly to Him.
Yes.
It is like getting to a head of an organization. It needs its own, we can't say, protocols, isn't it? Without going to the secretary, sending the letters, you know, getting invitation card or setting the time, an appointment, you cannot reach the head of an organization. So is it possible to get to God directly?
Exactly. Of course, yes.
That's right.
Yeah, this laziness is the problem, and sometimes misconceptions, misunderstandings, they cause lots of problems to the youth. They do not care about fasting. You see that in the streets, they just very easily break their fast because not knowing, not being aware of their own, let's say, duties and responsibilities. That, oh man, you have some responsibilities. You will die one day. You will be taken out from this world.
Yes.
Nothing is under your control. Then what should you do?
That's right. That's the point. And the more that we see the biographies and the memories of those people who converted to Islam, they say that because Islam has plans for life.
Exactly.
And it has, you know, strict good plans for life, which makes you disciplined in order, you know. This is the main reason we converted to the religion of Islam. Yes, I mean, this Sharia system and Sharia law system makes you, we can say, a person who is in order, an orderly person.
That's right. Of course.
Okay.
As a parent, for example, sometimes some parents may leave their children.
All right.
Without taking care about them.
Okay.
But some peoples are very much cautious, careful. They're always caring their children. Mm-hmm. They're always reminding them, informing them of the dangers, and try to be like good supporters for them. In this case, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like this, that's why He always inform us every moment, try to tell us that do not forget your, let's say, responsibilities and duties.
That's right. Thank you very much, Sheikh Rouhani, for a nice elaboration regarding the necessity of the Sharia law and why without Sharia law, believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be a futile type of belief. It was very kind of you.
You're welcome.
And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. Please, for more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن